You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our 11 a.m. service. No, medyo maulan, pero malamig. Pero huwag kayo matutulog, ha? Okay? So, Pastor Dennis and our team in Green Hills are now in Macau, ministering to our church in Macau right now with Pastor Gio and Mariel Sainez, no? So about 14 of them were there to minister to different ministries that we have in Macau right now. Okay? And some of our pastors are there in LPL. We're having Victory Weekend right now. And then we're baptizing about 60 believers. Wow. Can we give God the praise for that? So 60 candidate for baptism this morning for our Victory Weekend. If you have desired before the end of the year, Lord, I've never been baptized in your name. I want to be baptized. So just approach any of our Victory group leaders here, and then we'll be having our next Victory Weekend this coming November, okay, before the end of the year. Okay, this is my second preaching for the year, okay? So I seldom stand here and preach the gospel to you and sermon because my work is more on the outside. Marami po akong gig eh. During the week, no? Marami akong gigs, Araneta. Yun ang madalas kong gig yan. In fact, this week I have two gigs, no? In Sanctuarium, back-to-back, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sabi ko, hirap talaga nag-ministry sa mga patay. Okay, kasi walang reaction sila. Okay, but you know, it's a great delight for me to minister to them, no? Kaya pagtatapos ko mag-share sa mga ano, sabihin nila sa akin, thank you, Father. Okay? Mukhang pare ako eh, no? Pagdating dyan. And that's how we minister to them. But on the side, while doing gig, having counseling ministry, my wife and I were invited to share in the marriage couples retreat in Victory Fort. Okay? That's my lovely wife, Carol. Lakpakan natin, ano? Shy po yan eh, okay? Hindi ho katulad ko yung showbiz. Okay, and then on the side also we're discipling men. No, I'm the one in charge of the senior citizens men's club. Okay, these are our senior citizens men. Okay, and if you have some daddy, lolo, you want to be discipled, just let us know, and then we'll try to disciple them in the Lord. Okay, on the side, naman for the youth, I've written some articles. A part of that excerpt. Are you the last campus virgin? Of all people, ako pa nagsulat niyan, ano? Okay, talagang gracious si Lord. Okay, I wrote some portion of that. If you have some teenagers, you can buy the September issue of the Chalk magazine and find that out. I have written that's good for teenagers too. And lately, I'm so busy training, boys coaching, the one of the finalists of the Voice of the Philippines tour. Okay, so please vote for Thor tonight, 30 votes each, and campaign for him, okay? He's the last man standing in our church, okay? So please vote for him, okay? Sabi niya sa akin, Pastor, pag nanalo ako, magjujuwit tayo. Sabi ko, thy will be done, okay? So let's vote for Thor tonight, okay? I know he's the one who has a very humble heart, a person who's very talented, and he really loves the Lord, okay? Kung wala lang di siya busy ngayon sa Voice of the Philippines, he should have been in the Victory Weekend and being baptized. Sabi niya, Pastor, tapusin ko lang to. Next Victory Weekend, I'll be there to be baptized in the name of Jesus. May I invite everyone to please stand up, and we'll read in reverence to the reading of the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 7 says, And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty well up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So we urge Titus, sa Tagalog po ng Titus, Tito. Okay. Since he had earlier made a beginning to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part, but just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for protecting us going here in this church. We are expectant through your Holy Spirit to receive a message that comes from you. Open our hearts and our spirit and our mind to understand and accept your message to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pwede na po tayong mupo. We're now concluding our series on proof. Proof is all about the teaching on grace. Okay? A few weeks ago, Pastor Lee and Pastor Dennis taught about the grace of salvation. How could we able, how that grace of salvation came into us, that unmerited favor of God for us to be saved and know Him personally in our life. The second topic was about more on our purity, our holiness. No, apart from Christ, we can never be holy in this world. We cannot strive to become pleasing to God. And we need the grace of God to enable us to be pure and holy in His sight. And last week, Pastor Lee and Pastor Dennis taught about more on being excellent in the workplace. Being good in our job, being productive, being effective, efficient in everything that we do in our workplace. And that's part of grace. And the same grace that works in salvation, the same grace that works in our purity, and the same grace that works in our excellence in the workplace is the same grace that works in the grace of giving. Grace, we need grace in every aspect of our life. And the Bible clearly says and declare that in everything, whether in faith, that you also excel in the grace of giving. Kasi kung wala sa Biblia yan, hindi na namin si share, okay? It's not about that we want to share generosity or grace of giving. It's only because the mandate of God is that we also excel in the grace of giving. The question is, how can we excel in this grace of giving? One proof of God's grace overflowing in our life is when we experience the overflowing blessing of God in giving. Alam niyo, mga kapatid, lahat tayo, mararamdaman natin yung pagpapala ng Diyos sa atin, lalo na yung pag-ibig ng Diyos na binibigay sa atin. Sino dito araw-araw nararamdaman mo na mahal ka ng Diyos? Taas nga ang kamay. Wow, that in itself is a grace given by God every day of our life. Na pagpagising ng umaga, may kakainin kang almusal, may sasakyan kang magagamit, makakasakay ka, makakauwi ka. No? Lahat, wow. Those are the gift and grace of God in our daily life. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 24 says, therefore, show this man the proof of your love and the reason for our pride in you so that the churches can see it. Proof of being a Christian is being able to practice the grace of giving. Alam niyo, hindi ako makapaniwala na may mga Kristiyanong kuripot. Kasi pag Kristiyano ka, dapat hindi ka kuripot. Tama ba? Kasi God has given us so much. Kasi minsan we equate giving by mere money. Giving is not just money. We give talents, our time, our resources, in many aspects, kindness and help for other people be in our lives. God has given us so much. And one thing that is so amazing and we're so glad, dito sa church natin, God has given us good and gifted teachers on finances and giving. Meron tayong apat na best-selling author dito sa church. Pakita nga natin yung mga pictures nila. At mamaya, biling nyo na rin yung libro nila, ha? Paglabas nyo, andun sila. Okay? We have Pastor Dennis from our church. Jason Law. Okay, one who exhorted here. Okay, Randall Chongson and of course, Ching Positive, Ching Kitaan. Okay, so all these people are ministering to the workplace and sharing the principle of giving and finances and stewardship. All these people are from here in this church and we're so blessed to have them sharing. But aside from that, we can see and know that in this world, there are a lot of people who are philanthropists, givers. The likes of Bill Gates, okay, Oprah, all these people give away cars, millions of dollars. Yung mga local natin, nagtatayo sila ng mga school, di ba? University, in every aspect, they give in so much. And pag naisip ko, Lord, if these people who are not really have a deep relationship with you can give as much as they can have in their resources, how much would be Christian? Paano pa kaya tayo, di ba? We all have the resources that we can give for God's glory and honor. And lately, we have found that, no? Meron tayong OFW si Dondon Lanusa for more than 10 years na nasa Saudi Arabia. He was in death row. And he need to raise up millions of money in order to pay the blood money for the one who is victimized. And this lady, Lloyda Nicholas Lewis, okay, a philanthropist who helped Dondon Lanusa raise millions of pesos and dollars so that he can pay. Meron pa palang mga taong ganyan sa mundong ito. And looking into it and how we as a church and how the Bible encourages us, especially Paul, when he encourages the different churches in Ephesus, in different places in Macedonia, in order for them to give something for the poor church in Jerusalem. That's the essence of this message this morning, is that we must learn how to give generously as unto the Lord. Pagdating sa giving, kasi minsan tayo, people are adamant, people are insensitive, people are tutulog-tulog, people are, you know, struggle a lot when there's giving, okay? Pagdating ng offering, di na nakikinig, nagte-text na lang, parang walang narinig na ano, no? Pagdating ng offering basket, parang walang nakita, offering basket for God. And, you know, it only shows that what kind of heart we have. You know, by nature, because of our sinful nature, we are all selfish. Tama ba ako? Wala tayo. Ang mga kamay natin, tikom. We are all like this. Okay? Kapag ganyan ka, hindi ka marunong magbigay, paano pagpapalain ng Lord yung blessing niya sa iyo? Diba? Must learn how to give to God. Gabi lang, whenever there's giving, it exposes the motive of our hearts. Many times, really, when we are encouraged to give, it shows what kind of heart we have. It only shows, no, in this video, the good attitude that we have. Kung anak ko yan, sinabihan mo, sasabihin ng anak ko sa akin, "You're gonna be kidding me?" Ang ano nung anak ko, no? But you know, sabi nga, Chuck Swindoll says, "People in the money seldom find contentment and inner tranquility. Ironically, there's often boredom and emptiness." Sometimes, you know, generosity, whenever we talk about generosity and people are really thinking about centralizing themselves on having money and keeping money to themselves, parang pag nababawasan na yung million nila, parang hindi na sila makatulog, di ba? So everything should be intact, everything should be... Of course, money is important, but money is not everything in this world. Do you believe in that? Money is not everything in this world. That's why people who are so conscious about money and materialism end up to be a loser in this world. It is true in God's word, it says. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." It's not money itself, but the love of money. "Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Wow. The last few weeks, our nation is bombarded with a lot of rallies, right? Left and right, okay? Corruption and everything. Why? What's the issue? Money. Love of money. And sometimes it's so sad to see people with a kind of greediness. Alam mo ba, lahat tayo, pwede tayong may tendency maging greedy. If we don't guard our heart and ourselves, we can always be greedy. You know, because that is one potent weapon of the enemy, money. Ang daming naluloko sa pera. Ang daming natetempt sa pera. Ang dami pagdating sa pera, nawawala na yung katauhan at personality. Hindi na personality, personality na. Okay? Hindi na character, kundi character na. Pag mga ganyan. There are a lot of people nowadays who have been so engrossed of having a lot of riches in this world and end up to be in grief. Money cannot make someone very contented and peaceful in life. Money can never give you peace and contentment in life. It's only God. It's only because, you know, money is just a tool for God's grace for us to use. In the Bible, in the context of 2 Corinthians in chapter 8 and chapter 9, no, charis was mentioned, the word charis or grace was mentioned in two chapters of that 10 times in relation to giving. It means that giving, in a very essence of it, is a major issue on God. Because when it turns to money, it reflects your spiritual condition, God. Malalaman mo eh, ang tao, kapag merong pagmamahal sa Diyos eh, pagdating sa pera, alam niya paano siya magre-react. It only shows our spiritual condition. Grace of giving is difficult only we don't allow the Holy Spirit to move into our hearts. Kaya nga sabi ng grace, ang ibig sabihin ng charis is grace, meaning it's beyond our ability, it's God's supernatural enablement for us. Generosity is not something that comes naturally from us, but it is the result of God's grace into our life. In order to give, you need the grace of God. In order to give, you need the grace of God. Ano, Pastor? Ito na nga lang yung sweldo ko eh. Bibigay ko pa. Madalas may magtanong, ito yung $10 million question madalas sa akin bilang pastor. Pastor, paano ba pang bigay ng tithes? Alam ko 10%. Saan ba kukunin yung tithes? Sa gross ba o sa net? Binabalik ko yung tanong sa kanila. Ang balik ko na tanong, saan mo gusto kang pagpalain ng Panginoon? Sa gross o sa net? Siyempre, pastor, sa gross. O, di bigay mo kay Lord yung gross. At even beyond pa. Kasi whenever you give something to God, God will even give it more to you. Overflowing to Him. And sometimes it exposes the condition of our heart when it turns to giving. What is grace giving, by the way? Number one, grace giving is giving joyfully. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Marami nagsasabi, saka na lang ako magbibigay kapag meron na ako o marami na akong pera. Alam niyo ba, pag nagkaroon ka, pag ganyan ang katwiran mo, lalong hindi ka magbibigay. Sasabihin mo, sayang, pinagpagurang ko yan. Habang wala ka at tingin mong kailangan mong ibigay, pag sinabi ni Lord, ibigay mo. Kasi lalo kang nagbibigay. Pag ganun ka, lalo hindi pupunuan ng Panginoon. When you have to release it, bukas ang kambalan mo, and then you are able to give. Tayo naman ay daluyan lang ng pagpapala ng Diyos. Naniniwala ba kayo? We're just conduit of God's blessing. No? Hindi tayo storehouse. Tayo ay conduit lang, dumadaan lang. No? Kaya nga yung mga sweldo natin, dumadaan lang sa mga palad natin eh. Sumeldo kang ganito, pambayad ng Meralco, PLDT, internet, okay, cable, loan sa SSS, sa GSIS, ang dami mong loan, no? Tapos dumating pa yung Bombay, mababayad ka pa. Ang dami, wow. Why? It's only because, you know, whenever you give, you need to give it joyfully as unto the Lord. Giving is always an attitude of the heart, not the condition of the wallet. I always tell that. Magkano yung pera mo sa wallet mo, it doesn't matter how much it is. When you give it joyfully into your heart, then God will receive it. And that is grace of giving. My dad, show the picture of my dad. Okay? Ganyan yung itsura ko nung bata-bata ako eh. Yeah. My dad is a US Navy. US Navy siya ng Hapon, actually. Noong panahon ng Hapon. Okay. My dad, ang ugali niyan, kami mga magkakapatid, ang baon namin sa school, piso. About 40 years ago. Yung piso, malaki yun. Okay? Ang tatay ko, naglalagay ng maraming barya sa pantalo niya, sinasabit niya sa pinto. Kasi alam niya yung mga anak niya, kukuha ng pera doon. Ang dami namin pera, hindi alam ng nanay ko. Kasi kumukuha, iniiwan ng tatay ko doon eh. That's how generous my dad is. Okay? He always put money there and everything. And then, it is a delight for him to give to his children. And I heard, no, nag-gig ako sa Araneta 2-3 days ago. And sabi niya, nag-share siya ng eulogy doon sa daddy niya, no? Patay na yung daddy niya. Sabi niya, alam mo, napaka-generous ng daddy ko. Nung pumunta ako ng Hong Kong, nung high school ako, pinabuunan ba naman ako ng $5,000 ng daddy ko? Grabe, no? Sabi ko, sana daddy rin natin yun, no? $5,000. Grabe yung generosity. Why? Because, you know, if you delight yourself unto the Lord, then God will bless you, and it's delight to give to other people. God has given us with joy in our hearts. Okay? Kasi pag nagbigay ka at walang joy sa heart mo, baliwala, walang bisa yun. Diba? Minsan tayo, pag nagbibigay tayo sa tithes and offering, diba? Parang sayang. Basag na yung salamin ni Ninoy Aquino bago pumasok ng ano eh. Dahil nagpipigilan kayo, diba? Ayaw mo ipasok, nabasag tuloy yung salamin ni Ninoy Aquino. Nasa yung 500 mo. And there's no joy in your heart in giving. What the grace of giving is always giving joyfully in your heart. Sino dito pag nagbibigay, may joy ka sa puso mo? Taas nga kamay. Okay, I hope every one of us, whenever we give, no? Meron naman akong kapatid, yung eldest brother ko. Napakagalante noon, lalo na paglasing. Ay, grabe mga lasing, grabe galante. Kahit ano hingin mo, bibigay sa'yo. Kahit yung resibo ng hardware, bibigay sa'yo. Okay, pero pag hindi na lasing, wala na. Okay. Sabi ko, pwede rin naman yan, di ba? Pag Kristiyano ka at lasing ka sa banal na Espiritu Santo, galante ka rin. Tama ba? If you are filled with the Spirit of God, you can be as generous as you are. And you can give many, many blessings to other people just as you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says there, each of you, sabi niyan, lahat tayo, bawat isa sa atin, give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves what? Cheerful giver. Okay? Whenever we give, okay, huwag tayong hesitant. Pag hesitant ka, huwag ka nalang magbigay. Kasi hindi naman kailangan ni Lord yung pera mo eh. Naniniwala ba tayo? Hindi kailangan ni Lord ng pera. Ang kailangan ni Lord yung puso mo. Your heart is more important than your money. Your heart is more important than your resources. Your heart is more important than anything else in this world. Whenever you give to God, see to it that you give cheerfully in your heart. Because the Bible says, God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? Pag dumadaan yung, ano, yung tithes and offering, nakangiti tayo. Okay? Hindi tayo nakatungo as if wala tayo nakita, etc. We give joyfully as unto the Lord. Number two, grace giving is giving sacrificially. Sabihin nga natin sacrificially. Pakiulit nga. Yan. Okay, parang ang hirap naman, Lord. Joyfully na, sacrificially pa. Ang dami naman yan. Verse 3 says, for I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability entirely of their own. Yan yung Macedonian churches, no? They gave as much that they're poor churches. But sabi na, Paul was so surprised that they gave more than he expected people to give. Okay? Hindi ibig sabihin mahirap ka, hindi ka pwedeng magbigay. Poverty mentality yan, tama? May mga tao na parating isip, dapat ako ang bigyan. Ako na nga, wala ako pa magbibigay. Wala na akong trabaho, magbibigay pa ako. Poverty mentality. Baka siguro kaya wala ka at wala kang maibibigay kasi hindi ka nagbibigay. You must learn to give so that you could have more. Okay? That's the principle of the Bible. You need to give more than you were able to give. Hindi sa kakayanan mo yan. Sa kakayanan at ability na binibigay ng God sa'yo sa buhay mo. Why do we need to give sacrificially? Because God has given us everything that we need. God has given us sacrificially of Himself. God sent Jesus Christ to us to die on the cross, right? And God gave us everything, our life and everything that we have in this life. God gave it to us. Ano pa yung pwede natin ibigay sa Lord? Nasabihin natin, Lord, I've given you everything. Una kasi, binigay na ni Lord sa ating lahat eh. Kaya tayo may abilidad magbigay kasi binigyan na tayo ni Lord. Actually, yung binibigay mo, galing rin kay Lord yan. Tama ba? Yung binibigay mo, walang utang na loob si Lord sa'yo kung nagbibigay ka. Mas may utang na loob ka sa Diyos kasi kaya ka nakapagbibigay, binibigyan ka ng Panginoon. Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich." God is the greatest example of giving and generous giving at that. Whenever we think about God and how God has blessed us, di ba? Minsan tayo, pag meron tayong financial difficulty, ano tinitignan natin? Yung luck natin. Pikit mo yung mata mo, tignan mo yung surrounding mo. Hindi ba blessing ni Lord yan? Ngayon, medyo tira-try ka ni Lord sa finances, parang reklamo ka na lang, blaming attitude, complaining attitude. Teka muna, nung binibigyan ka ng Lord na sobrang biyaya, hindi ka naman nagpapasalamat. Ngayon, medyo nadidelay yung blessing ni Lord, panay ang reklamo mo. Parang unfair yata yun sa Panginoon, di ba? Whenever you are plenty, you forget what the Lord wants you to do. But when you're lack, nagre-reklamo ka kay Lord. Lord, di mo na ako bine-bless, di mo na ako anak, etc., etc. Why? Because we don't take it to ourselves that when we give, we need to give sacrificially as unto the Lord. Giving is not based on our financial status. There's a story of a partner. Meron tayong mga campus missionary dito, missionary na overseas, that are partnering with some members of the church. Okay, when this is our campus month before, and then one helper, isang kasambahay, lumapit sa isang campus missionary natin. Sabi niya, "Kuya, gusto ko mag-partner sa'yo." Sabi nung kuya, "Sigurado ka? Kasi nahiya ako sa'yo kasi maliit lang ang sweldo." Alam mo naman ang sweldo ng helper, di ba? Maliit lang. Pero sabi niya, "Hindi. Nangusap sa akin si Lord. I need to partner with you. In fact, I'm giving 3 months in advance to you." Wow. So 1,000 naman, nagbigay siya 3,000 one-time gift. Okay? Kasambahay yun. Why? Because he gave sacrifice. He knows the essence of giving. Okay? Hindi ko lang alam kung kaninong katulong yun, ha? So hindi natin alam kung kaninong. Siguro mayaman ang amo nun. Okay? But God has given us something like that. And that is a great example of how it is. No matter how lenient we have in our finances, God will always bless us. Be a good example of that person who can give even beyond his ability to give. And he's not even given money or partnership to that campus ministry. He even pledged for the mission ministry every month. Every month, he is diligently and faithfully giving missions pledges every month. I know one day this helper will become wealthy, no? And he will teach all the helper to give and bless other people. God has given us everything that's why we were able to give back to Him everything that we have. The first sermon that I heard about 10 years ago is about Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve's sermon on rich generosity and the same verse. Okay, Pastor Steve encouraged every one of us to give unto the Lord. There was a church convergence of Victory. Maliit pa ang Victory na 10 years ago. We went to attend the service in PICC. Alam niyo yung PICC? Doon ba tayo nag-graduate? Lahat tayo, di ba? Nag-marcha tayo sa PICC, di ba? So after his sermon, he challenges all the members to give to God generously. So when we're raising our hands before God, Pastor Zip said, "Okay, when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you to give something more generously, more than you were able to give, give it to the Lord right now." So we raise our hand. I raised my hand. I was there in the middle portion of the PICC complex. And then I pray, "Lord, what do you mean to give?" Sabi ko, Lord, 20 pesos lang yung pera ko sa wallet. Pamasahe ko po ito pa uwi. Paano ko makakuha? Maglalakad ako mula PICC hanggang Sampaloc. Malayo at saka baha pa sa Espanya, no? Naku, magsiswimming ako nito. Sabi ni Lord, hindi. Huwag may bigay yung 20 pesos. Sabi ko, thank you, Lord. Pero sabi ni Lord, ano yung nasa wrist mo? Sabi ko, Lord, Drilos, ano na, alas 12 na, Lord? Hindi, yan ang ibigay mo. Sabi ko, Lord, sige, tinanggal ko. Yung Drilos na yung regalo ng nanay ko, galing Australia, no? He bought it. Medyo branded yung relo na. Hindi naman ano yung Citizen. Okay, Seiko watch. Okay, medyo branded yun. And then I took up my watch, put it in an envelope, and put it in an offering basket. And then Lord, sabi ko, bahala na po kayo. You want to give me sacrificially, then I'll give it to you. A few months after, okay, my wife was promoted in his work. He was promoted, siyempre may salary increase, at may benefits. Alam niyo yung benefits kung ano? Okay? Through his her benefit, she was able to give me an IBM laptop. Walang dating sa inyo kasi 10 years ago, IBM number 1, ngayon Mac na. Yabang niya, ha? Okay? Yung IBM noon, mas mataas sa Mac noon dati. Pero ngayon, pero isang kalan na yun kapag ano. Mahal ang IBM laptop noon, ha? Okay? So, I was so surprised and I was so overwhelmed. Lord, yung relos ko, equivalent, laptop, promotion ng asawa ko, etc. and everything. Wow. Sabi ko nga sa sarili ko, we can never outgive God. Tell the person next to you, you can never outgive God. Yes, you can never outgive God. Lord, sabihin mo kay Lord, ha, sinusumbat, Lord, laki ng binigay ko, ha, bahala ka na sa akin. Huwag mo na sabihin yan kasi nakita ni Lord yan. Sabi nga ng Bible, di ba? Whatever you give to your right hand, let not your left hand know it. Pag nagbigay ka, huwag mo nang i-broadcast. Pag nagbigay ka naman, huwag ka magbibigay dun sa taong magbibigay rin sa'yo. Kasi pag nagbigay ka dun sa taong magbibigay rin sa'yo, ang tawag dun, exchange gift. Ha? Magbigay ka dun sa taong alam mong hindi niya maibabalik sa'yo. Tama ba? Give to those people who cannot give it to you in return. And that's what we call sacrificial giving. Number 3, grace of giving is giving generously. That is where grace of giving is. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. You know, being generous is not being galante or action axia. That we give away money without any purpose, no? We don't give away money. Just some people give away money, okay, just to let them be known para sumikat sila, di ba? Bigay silang pera, pampagawa ng waiting shed, pero nakalagay yung pangalan nila. Gawa sila ng project, bigay sila sa NGO para makilala sila. Okay, sigurado lang na tama yung NGO, no? Alam ko lang na NGO na maganda. Right Start at saka Real Life Foundation. Yan. Diyan tayo magbibigay ng NGO. Totoo yan. Okay? So, we give generously to people. We give to foundation. We give to the right person. And then we give to most needy people. We give generously. Christians should be a great example of generosity in this world. You know, this church, no? Makita natin itong Victory Green Hills Center. Okay? This has been built about almost 3 years ago. And then we never had a big fundraising campaign. You never heard us to give. Meron tayong banquet dito. Ah, yung mapupunta doon, pupunta sa building. Wala tayong ganon. But we just market the people that been lives were changed. And people were changed because of this. And this facility was a testimony of the generosity of God's people like you and me. Okay? So all of us have been blessed by God generously before God. Last year, we've been praying, my wife and I, we've been praying for a house of our own. Sabi ko, Lord, tumatanda na ako, magsisikwenta na ako noon during that time. Though mukha akong 48, no? Lord, I want to have my own house. Okay? Alam ko, God will give it to me. Okay? Nag-usap kami mag-asawa, umiikot kami sa subdivision, sa Port Bonifacio, umitingin na yung bahay, okay? So, bakit nakikita namin, pinipicture namin, kumukuha kami ng brochure, pagsagawin, pinag-pre-pray namin yung anak ko. Siguro naka-apat na brochure na kami. Yung anak nagtataka, pa iba-iba yung bahay na ito. No? Sabi ko, just wait for the right house. Then, sabi ng asawa ko, accountant kasi asawa ko, magaling magbilang ng ano yan, ng numero. Okay. Sabi ko, hindi ko alam yan, kaya ako nagpastor, hindi ako magaling sa math. Okay, bahala ka na dyan. Sabi niya, sweetheart, kahit anong compute ko eh, mukhang hindi kaya. Ang ganun ba? Pag-pray natin. So, mag-pray kami. Pero sabi ni Lord, naniniwala ba kayo mas nangungusap ang Panginoon sa mga asawang babae kaysa sa lalaki? Kaya makikinig kayo sa asawang babae, ha? Okay, sabi ng asawa ko sa akin, sweetheart, the best way to go for us to own that house is to give away. What do you mean? That we need to give away money. We need to bless people. Talaga? Eh, paano na yung pagbiglang dumating, wala tayong bahala si Lord dyan? Kasi kulang na, hindi mo na magbigay na lang tayo. So we decided to give a portion of our savings to many people. Campus missionaries, missionaries from different nations. We gave away money. No, dami kong pera, no? Mukha ba? Mahirap kasi mag-artista eh. Kaya, wala pa naman akong ano, pelikula ngayon. Now, after a few months, God has blessed us so much. Someone has blessed us a property. We were able to sold. And there are a lot of money came into our lives. And then, bumaba yung interest ng bangko. Tsaka may favor sa bangko to have a loan. Wow! And God gave us that beautiful life. Let's show that picture. Wow. Amen. Last November 1, hindi ko makakalimutan November 1 eh, di ba? Lumipat kami dyan. Okay? Habang lahat kayo nasa sementeryo, kami nandun nagdiriwang, okay? Sa aming bagong bahay. Not only that, okay? Last November 1, we were there. After a few months, God has given us a free ticket to Disneyland. Sabi ko, grabe talaga si Lord. Sabi ko, nung nakakuha ko ng bahay, sabi ko, hindi na ako makakapag-abroad nito. Mukhang lahat ng pera ko sa loan na mapupunta. Bangko na ang kumukuha ng pera. Pero God is so gracious. God is so generous. He knows my need. He knows my heart. He knows my dream that I want to go to Disneyland. Hindi yung anak ko, ha? Nabooking ako. Okay? But alam mo nakakatawa nito, nung nasa Disney lang kami, nanonood kami ng show ng Disney, yung Golden Mickey. May mga show sila, di ba? May mga Disney songs, di ba? Isang kanta doon, ito madalas ko na marinig na tong kantang to eh, hindi ko naman pinapansin. Pero nung kinanta yun doon, yung, hello, hello. Okay. When you wish upon a star, there's no difference who you are. When you wish upon the star, your dreams will come true. Nung narinig ko yun, alam nyo ba, tumulo yung luha ko, kaliwat kanan. Okay? Sabi ko, Lord, it dawned on me how generous you are in my life. Binigyan mo na ako ng bahay, pinapunta mo pa ako ng Disneyland. Sobrang happy ako, Lord. Sobrang minsan, di ba, we can never expect God will always bless us in very mysterious way, in an unexpected way. Why? Because God knows your heart. Alam nyo ba yun? Ano yung mga dreams mo sa buhay? God will fulfill it, mga kapatid. Umasa ka lang sa Panginoon. Minsan, hindi yung mga bagay na hindi mo ini-expect, darating sa buhay mo yan. Bakit? Basta na alam ni Lord na yung puso mo generous. You're always willing to give. Mahirap pag ganun eh. Mahirap pag kuripot ka. Mahirap pag sakim ka. Mahirap pag gusto mo, ikaw lang. But you learn to be gracious and be a blessing to many people, alam ni Lord, God will bless you more. Talagang sobrang iyak ko na sinabi ko sa asawa ko, nangiti lang asawa. Ha? Umiyak ka doon? Ang ganda-ganda ng kanta. Sabi ko, yung meaning ang iniyakan ko, hindi yung kanta. Okay? Yung anak ko nakita rin na, di ba? Hindi lang alam ng anak ko na mas dream kong pumunta ng Disneyland kaysa sa kanya. Okay? Kasi bata pa ako, gusto ko nang pumunta to. Makamayan at maakap si Mickey Mouse. Verse 8, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. God is able to bless you abundantly. Do you believe in that? God is able to bless you abundantly. Ang tanong mo sa Panginoon, Lord, kailan kaya? Tinanong mo naman kay Lord yan, Lord, kailan ba? Alam mo ang sagot, wala sa Panginoon, nasa iyo. mag-umpisa kang mag-bless ng tao. At mabilis pa sa alas 4 ang pagpapala ng Diyos sa iyo. It will be overflowing. You will be overwhelmed by the great blessing of God in your life. But don't get me wrong. The blessing of God is not just financial blessing and material. More than anything else. Maybe your health, maybe promotion in the offices, maybe favor in different aspects of life. God will always give us that heart to bless other people. Giving is always a privilege. When our church building there in the fort was built in 2001, okay, there's no much money to have, but only a savings for church building. But we took it by faith. In fact, we gave away money to different churches and said, our apostolic team says, we don't have enough, so make we give money and sow seed. And then true enough, when we sow seed to different churches, the building was up during the financial crisis season in the Philippines. See, alam niyo ba sa langit, walang financial crisis? Sino naniniwala na walang financial crisis sa heaven? Lalo na mga Kristiyano, wala tayong financial crisis. Kung titingin ka sa langit, andun ang heavenly stock exchange. Mas malaki mag-invest sa heavenly stocks exchange. But there are some people in the church who are gifted in giving. I know some of the members of the church who are really gifted. Yung hindi mapakali ko, hindi magbibigay every week. Maybe, masaya, bibigay siya. Lahat, binibless niya. Minsan may mga pupunta nga siya, bilangan mo ito. O sa'yo, sabi ni Lord, bibigyan ka ng ganun. When people are so generous in their hearts, these are people who are gifted. Sabi ng Romans 12 verse 6 to 8 says there, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. And the last line, if it's giving, then give generously. Proverbs 10 verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow into it. Proverbs 11 verse 24-25, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. When we learn to give to God, God will always and forever bless us. There's one thing that we need to take home this morning is this. God's abundant grace leads us to rich generosity. God's abundant grace leads us to rich generosity. I don't know with you, but every time we are here gathered together, and every time we wake up in the morning, think about and pray, Lord, whom do you want me to bless this week? Always make it a point to bless other people every day or maybe once a week and bless other people. And generously giving your time, your effort, your resources, and whatever you have. Because somehow, a lifestyle of generosity, you'll never be wrong when you learn to give to people around you. Well, my time is up. But if you need to read more about this, you read Pastor Dennis' book, Rich for Life. Okay? So, nag-promote ako ng konti sa book ni Pastor Dennis. And then you can read it. Shall we all rise up? I will pray. Call the music team to please come up. More than anything else, God would want us to live a life of generosity, but more so, God wants us to have a deep relationship with God. The goal of life is not to be rich. The goal of life is to have a deeper relationship with God. Even as we sing this song, let's offer to God our lives and our soul before Him.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
For that amazing grace. If you're here right now in this place, you're seeking God in your life, you say, Lord, I want to offer my life to you. You want to surrender your life to the Lordship of Christ. And you say, Lord, I offer my life to you. May you raise your hand right now, and I'd like to pray for you. Thank you so much for those hands being raised. Shall we offer a prayer to you? Lord, thank you so much for these people. Follow my prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your love. I repent of all my sin. Forgive me. I open my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Father, we honor you. We bless your name, O God. Thank you so much for the love that you've shown in us. Said in your word, what would profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Father, we thank you because we can come to you, Lord, in a very special way and enable you, Lord God, to reign in us now and forevermore. Let's sing the chorus, my chains are gone, set me free.
Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like the blood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
Right now, Lord, we come before you, we surrender our lives to you. May your overwhelming love and your grace be upon each and every one of us. Lord, we're not perfect, we're sinful, we're weak. We need your amazing grace. We need your grace to be abounding in us daily in our lives. Help us to walk in holiness. Help us to walk in the grace of giving. Help us to walk in purity and holiness, God. Help us let the gospel be true to our heart, to our lives daily, O God. Change us, transform us for your greater glory and honor. Father, we honor you and bless your name. Shall we give God a praise right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. God bless everyone. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.